Hey listeners, Eris here. Welcome to part two of the season one finale of Queers on Dice, the queerest podcast this side of the Milky Way galaxy. We're so queer that we needed to separate the heightened, exciting ending into two big episodes. I'm going to give a quick recap and we can jump back into the action. Last time, the space team awakened in a series of defensive dream reveries, dreams from the eldritch mind god Anduul to ward off invaders. Each hero worked through their individual trap to emerge into the mind pools and found a literal wall of writhing flesh that barred their path. Not willing to put up with his shit, Peek blasts through to reveal Iona and a reborn Anduul locked in deadly combat with Gandar, disciple of Gore. Can the crew tip the scales and stop Gandar's ascension? Let's find out. Let's do initiative.
9. Okay.
17.
29.
Damn.
How? How?
What the fuck? I rolled a nat 20 and I have a plus 9.
You rolled another nat 20? Oh my god. Oh my god.
Peak cannot be tamed.
I have
29, 21, 17.
That alert, baby.
Wait, you add your proficiency bonus when we're rolling?
Initiative right up here.
Initiative?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
It says.
Oh, the initiative. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I have a 13 then total.
13.
Should I equip my mace?
You already have your hands full.
You're wearing, yeah. Should I equip?
You're right.
Should I equip this non-magical mace? Maybe it's good.
You never know.
Maybe it's good.
Maybe Maxi Waxy will just need to get like out for a second. Get out of the way.
Okay. It's in moments like this when you really stop and consider why you made so many little eldritch gods and so many little characters and you put them all in the same room. And then you're like,
well,
let's have a battle royale.
Right. Now make them all roll dice against each other.
Yeah. Sometimes you wonder, like, how did I get here? How did I do this to myself?
So surprised you let us bring all those people.
Yeah.
For your own sanity.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you letting it be chaotic.
Yeah.
It's just great. It gives me more chance to kill the ones I don't like. So
Joy. Didn't think about that.
It's all good.
Just to clarify, Jen's somebody you like. Oh,
I
great.
Don't know.
We're gonna find out.
I don't know.
It's a winning.
Anything's possible.
Winning response.
No surprises here. Peek, you are first to act.
Okay.
And if I could just make one more request, can you give me a perception check?
Yeah. That's a 12.
Gotcha. With a 12, just to give you a survey, you also notice that there are almost like ooze creatures of just like writhing muscle moving around and encircling Iona and Gregor as they're there. And Iona, upon seeing you, goes, "Oh, great, another one." And it's your turn to act.
Yeah, and I say, no, we don't want to hurt you. We want to get rid of that. And I am going to Eldritch Blast towards, how far away is Gandar?
About 100 feet.
Okay, yeah.
Isn't he technically everywhere, though?
You burnt away the first wall, and you do see that there's an undulating mass of red as a backdrop behind all of them.
Okay.
Almost as if Gandar had surrounded them, and you two have broken through. So, he's everywhere to me. When I close my eyes, you I see.
14 plus 7.
21.
Great. Does that hit him?
Sure hope so.
It does hit him.
Yay!
Good. Very good.
That's for your first beam.
Yeah. And then second beam is 13 plus 7.
A 20 also does hit him.
Okay, great. So both of them are just aimed at him. And then one of them does 7. They both do 7 damage.
Great. Takes 14.
Yeah.
As the green energy hits and you aim, you pop off two of the hanging heads that were just kind of like there, that like spraying blood. And in unison, they all kind of like turn to you and are like, ugh.
Oh,
you're a distraction.
Well, shit.
Do you move?
Am I at the head of everything?
You're all like essentially in a line facing this
tableau. I'm going to step about 10 feet back.
Okay. And the range on your spell is 120 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Up next is our wonderful, lovely friend, Gandar.
No.
With an initiative of 21. He turns and he thinks and he's like, well, more to consume, more to do. And he is going to grab one of the heads that he has and pluck it off of his horns like an apple. And he throws it and lobs it in your all's general direction. Does a 15 hit?
Oh.
Is this a meets it, beats it situation?
Yes.
Then yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's
15?
Yeah, my armor class is only 15.
Wow. You guys should have really bought some armor.
Yeah.
I didn't know we could buy armor.
We should have gone back to the...
Wait, what?
Fucking...
I didn't know we could buy armor. Oh, yoy.
It does hit.
Okay. Wow. Well...
What the fuck? Could I have got more armor as a feat?
No.
Dropping it, letting it go, moving on. Love it.
But you guys are so plot focused. It's great.
Oh, gotta go.
No, that was an option, you guys.
Beautiful. So you are all going to take...
Oh, shit.
You all take 15 damage.
Oh, God.
Torin looks fine.
Wow, that sucked.
Yeah.
And you notice that you're all... You just have, like, red goop all over you now as well. It's just covering everyone.
Oh.
And then, with a 20, Gandar says,
this isn't Enduel's domain anymore.
And he kind of sticks his hands out and, like, ushers you all forward. And the goop envelops you and then dissolves away. And you are suddenly within 20 feet of Gandar.
Oh, no.
Great. Love it.
Well, this is fine.
But the goop is no longer on you.
Oh, joy. What a trade-off.
Flandel, you're up.
Oh, cool. So Flandel takes Trudy out, the battle axe, and presses the gem, slaps the gem on the top of it.
Excellent. As you do that, this is just an object interaction, the blades on the tip of the battle axe start to spin.
Whoa.
And you have essentially a giant spinning saw blade of an axe.
Yes.
Activating slaying mode.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. Does that have any like mechanical, like
you should swing it and find out.
Well, yeah, I will. And then I will Flandel will do that, and he's like, wow, okay. And then he like looks at Gandar and he's like, all right, let's do this. And he rages. I pre-rolled that already. So
no, you didn't.
What?
No, you didn't.
I didn't. Why not?
As you do that, what would you say is the source of your rage right now? Where is your strength coming from right now?
Yeah. So I think the source of Flandel's rage is, like, he doesn't like to get angry, but he has done so in the past in the defense of his friends. And so I think he knows that this is like an incredibly dangerous moment for everyone. And so he's just angry that this entity means to do his friends harm.
Gotcha. So kind of like a defensive source. As you go into a rage, it is not nearly as chaotic as it normally is. Mm. I'll give you a choice. You can either take on an embodiment of force damage or psychic damage.
Oh. Force. Yeah, force.
You begin to glow green.
as you are pulling on just latent energy that's around you. Not unlike your battle against Am. So in this, as a free action, you are able to dash in order to close the gap, and your reach is extended by 5 feet.
Wow.
And every time you attack, you do an extra D10 worth of damage.
Whoa. Okay.
Force damage. And so you see that Trudy is also surrounded by kind of like, there are like almost like force blades extended beyond it as well, as your body is pulsing in this kind of green
cool,
energy.
Like after images or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Great. So I will just filled with this sort of like weird otherworldly power thrumming through me. I will dash forward and take a couple swings with Trudy.
On Gandar?
On Gandar, yeah.
Great, give me an attack roll.
And I'll try and like interpose myself between Gandar and Anduil 2 and Iona. 24
hits.
And 15.
15 does not hit.
Okay. 7 slashing and 7 force. So 14.
Great.
Plus 2 for rage. So 16.
Great.
Yeah. I did it.
Yay.
Jen, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark on that bitch.
Yes.
On Gandar?
Yeah. Not work?
It does. Give me a perception check, though.
9.
Yeah. It works. It's not... Something's off, though. Something feels weird.
Okay.
Can't put your finger on what.
Okay.
It's almost as if you chose this and you could have chosen... it wasn't the only living entity that you feel like you could have marked. Or, like, you feel like you marked it and it's much wider than... just that.
Got it. Gross. We're 20 feet away. Hate that. So we're just gonna... I don't know what to do. I'm so close to you. And I want to use my sword, but then I have to get really close to you. Okay, I'm just gonna shoot him with my longbow then. And maybe do a Hail of Thorns on that. Hail of Thorns? I think that's only on a melee weapon, though. Hold on.
No, Hail of Thorns is ranged, yeah.
Great. Okay, I'm going to do that. Ba-ba-da-da.
And he has to make a dexterity saving throw, yeah?
Yes. Ah. I got a 17.
For your attack?
Yes. Because I'm using
Hail of Thorns. Roll damage. He failed.
Great. Love that. 1. Plus.
Hail of Thorns is just 1.
What?
You don't add anything to Hail of Thorns damage.
Great.
So roll a d8 for your arrow hitting. 2 pyramids with their butts kissing.
This is so... That's a triangle! These are the pyramids! 2!
Oh my god. Jenna's flustered.
No.
You do 3 damage, but with Hail of Thorns, it actually hits everything within 5 feet of it as well. And you notice that you've actually hit the heads as well. The thing that he picked off and threw at you as like a little gross like goo bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And they fall to the ground and they kind of explode around him. He's like, whoa, that was rude.
How rude.
Great. So his antlers have no little gifts on them right now.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, can Beam Beam? No.
You have a bonus action. Does you want Beam Beam to hit? Oh, Beam Beam.
No, my bonus action was Hunter's Mark.
Oh, did you add your Hunter's Mark damage to it?
No.
And then Beam Beam's reaction will be to give you an extra D8 as well, so of damage. Elemental. Radiant. Believe Hunter's Mark is
D6. And that's this one.
Uh-huh.
Yay! Oh. Wait, that doesn't count, right? If it lands on top of another die? Okay, 3.
Okay. And then roll a D8, which is the pyramids with the butts touching again.
7! Oh, that's so much better.
Mm. Cool. So okay. An extra 13. On-
oh, thank God. Okay, that makes me feel better.
That's good.
Wonderful. Move over, everyone. It's Jill's time to shine.
Uh-oh.
Go get him, bitch.
Jill kind of looks around and is like, I think it's time for everyone to chill out.
Ooh.
Flandel, you started that. That's how you create trends, honey.
Wow. I'm doing it. I'm a trend. I'm an influencer.
She's going to, there's a group of those little muscle goop things that are there next to Gandar, and she's going to cast Cone of Cold.
Nice.
And that's a con saving throw. Gandar surprisingly fails.
Mm-hmm.
And the musclings succeed. Okay, great.
Musclings?
Yeah, the little goo boys.
So they're like, are they surrounding Gandar? Are they surrounding like Iona? And
they look like there's some that are like moving towards Iona and Anduul too, and then others that are like surrounding Gandar, looking like they're gonna go after you guys.
Oh, okay.
And so she captures a lot of them. All right, bitch. Let's see how much damage we do. Gandar takes 31 damage, and the little musclings all take 15 damage.
Wow.
And there are specifically four that she catches in there.
Nice.
Ha! Great, that's right. Then she moves back a little bit. It is now Gregor's turn.
Gregor.
And this teenager kind of looks and says, this is getting dicey, Iona. I don't think that this is the right course of action, but still haven't fully assimilated yet. And he is going to do an attack. You're looking at him and he suddenly disappears and he reappears right in front of Gandar, almost kind of like moving super quickly, and like tries to punch Gandar in the face, but Gandar just moves his head, and then he disappears and goes back to where he was. Hard to hit.
Not that hard.
And then he is going to cast Sanctuary on Iona.
Oh, cool.
And she looks still like she's pretty messed up. Her arm is still burnt pretty badly from before. And that brings us to Torin.
God, we brought everyone. Yeah.
And Torin once again pulls out the little staff, pushes a button, and it turns into a giant hammer. And he's going to run up. Did you know that Torin's last name is Afraides?
No, we didn't.
Afraides?
Afraides.
Afraides?
Torin Afraides.
I like it. Torin's hot. I'll just say it right now.
His deck is Torin's Afraid.
Torin's Afraides.
Afraidy cat.
No. Torin is hot. I concur.
So he activates his giant's might. And so he quadruples in size. And he is going to try and hit. Torin tries to slam down with a 17 onto Gandar, onto one of the appendages, and it seems almost like instead of actually dodging, the muscles themselves kind of like move in midair to avoid it and then reconstitute back to where they were, and he misses. He's going to attack again. This time, he kind of uses the momentum of his downswing and turns and smacks Gandar clean across the head, and that's enough force that the head flies off, almost like Gandar was at a driving range, and it just flies off into the distance, and a new head emerges from where it was just hit off, and he goes, that one actually hurt. And that's going to be 12 damage. I'm going to make a perception check for Jill. Wonderful. Jill made a perception check, and she goes, wait, everyone, get away. And Torin hears that and moves backwards. And as a reaction, Gandar is going to attack him. Gandar misses. And so one of the arms that was just kind of reconstituted shoots out at Torin. And Torin dodges to the side and kind of does like a duck and roll as he gets away.
Nice.
And now it's the little musclings.
Wait, Jill, why should we get away? Was it just for that one swoop or something bigger?
What he covers in his blood becomes his domain. It's the same thing how he moved us over here. He wants us to get gooped up.
Understood. Thank you. Avoid the goop.
Avoid the goop.
And so the musclings are looking at you all and they start to grow mouths and they spit at you.
Oh, no.
Patchouli. So I'm going to just treat them all as if each one was attacking you individually. Does a 13 hit?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. You all are like, ew, 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 and you dodge expertly the grossness.
Amazing.
And so then they all kind of like move closer, specifically on Flandel, and start to surround him.
Oh,
and it is now, finally, it's my turn to shine.
Come on. Come on.
Maxi Waxy, if you Captain. Ever wanted to prove your worth, now is the moment.
Captain, is this what constitutes a major emergency?
Yes, 1,000%.
This is it.
This is finally,
the major emergency.
It is He Captain's time to shine.
Sure. If you can.
He rips open his shirt.
Yes.
Show off those new muscles.
Yes.
And there are not muscles underneath. There is just a metal suit. And you realize it's like the alloy wood that like Azor has. And there's like a glowing button in the center. And he just presses it. And it extends all around him, forming this like mech suit.
Like Transformers?
Like Transformers.
Okay. It's on brand.
And you hear Azor is like, I put a lot of juice into that because he'd die if he got into actual combat. So
you're so right. Thank you so much. Well, actually, we'll see if I thank you for keeping him around in a minute.
He's a giant wrecking ball at this point. It won't last past this fight.
So right.
And so he's like, I feel on the outside like I am on the inside. Finally. Ha! And he goes after one of the little musclings.
Oh my God, are you joking?
No, that tracks.
Yeah.
Ha ha! And he comes down and he brings his fist down on top of one of the musclings.
He wants an easy hit.
I mean, he gets 20, so.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
That's good. Solid.
Yeah, I'm proud of him.
Jesus.
This is totally overkill. This thing had like 6
hit
points.
As he slams down with one fist, he does 13 damage. And as he comes up with the other fist and slams his fist on top of that, and he goes, Mancala! And deals 26 total damage to this thing. And squishes the muscling down and absolutely demolishes it.
Yes.
And now it's Iona. And Iona just goes, all right. Just so you know, that's not his real body. He's everywhere. We have to contain him.
Okay, how do we do that?
She kind of just says, like, I can supercharge matter. This is not a pure physical space. It follows thoughts. That's why Gregor is able to move like he does. He moves at the speed of thought, and he is in his world. Mm-hmm. As Gandar takes more and more over, this becomes his domain.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep the wall back and stop the goop from encroaching. If we're surrounded, we're gone. We're done for.
Okay.
And Iona essentially shifts the scene. And so, Peak.
Mm-hmm.
Where in your life has Peak felt most powerful?
Most powerful? I just rolled 3 20s in a row, probably, like, right now.
second ago.
Yeah, like 20 seconds ago.
She came into her own.
Yeah. Let me think about that. Probably, I'll say, probably the first time that she ever pulled off, like, a really big heist and, like, was really deceptive and, like, got away with it scot-free. There was no bumps.
Was the heist a museum, a bank, rich person's house?
It was a gala.
Great.
And it was, like, stealing, like, precious jewels from a house that was, like, this, like, norm, like this really high-end mansion, but like all the people were just like, meh. It wasn't a huge heist, but it was one of the first ones that was successful. So
you are in a gala.
Yeah. Sorry.
And
I'm just try not to make it sound like it was so.
You're in a gala.
Yeah.
And there are these marble columns that are all around, as there's like little dining tables and things like that. But half of the columns towards the back are like almost glorified, and they're like covered in like muscle and sinew and tendon. And Gandark is on the stage for the gala, and he's like, well, I think that this event is really to benefit me. And while in this space that Iona has constructed for you, she has expanded Gregor's domain, and so you all will get an extra 3 to hit.
Oh, cool. Oh,
sick.
Peek, you are up.
So we move to a different thing. Does that mean that we're the same distance from him?
You're all 20 feet from him.
Are we dressed in evening attire?
You are all dressed in evening attire, your best gala wear.
Evening armor.
But you all were performing a heist, and you have heist gear on you, and Gandar was the benefactor.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like he's in like a weird little muscle suit.
So Peek being pulled in and seeing everyone attack him, because I have to... You want me to join the fight? Okay, I'll join. I'll join this fucking fight. And puts one hand into her face and pulls. And then one hand just starts pulling and growing until she's bigger and bigger and turns into a giant T-Rex and roars at Gandar.
Oh my God.
Yes!
That's your flesh shaper invocation.
Sculptor of the flesh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So,
Sculptor of flesh.
So it screams at Gandar. I'm so nervous.
Can we just talk about how you're a huge T-Rex with little tiny arms?
Yeah. And then the meat people are next to us as well.
Two are surrounding Flandel. One is squished by Max Minnis's giant mech fists.
Okay. I am going... I'll have to manually keep track of all this stuff.
Yes. The downside of becoming a T-Rex is you have to use other stats.
There's no downside.
It's all only up.
Your mind goes back to the time that you saw a T-Rex on a space tour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
we would tour museums and things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a giant green T-Rex. And I'm going to... What else can I do? I just turned into a giant T-Rex.
Which is sick. And you roar. And it's terrifying. Beautiful. Okay, so that... Oh, no one got spit on.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
And all his little head bombs are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Is he losing?
Uh-oh.
He's fine. Gandar kind of looks around, and he's like,
It looks like I'm outnumbered.
And he will... You guys are so lucky. He's going to... From his own body, he starts to look like he's splitting in two, and a second Gandar crawls out from the side of him, and this one doesn't have horns, and it jumps in and attacks Torin.
Ugh.
So mechanically, what I will say is that as he hits Torin, he lunges at him, and they are now engaged in direct combat, removed from the group.
Okay.
So you're down one ally right now.
Okay.
And then Gandar is going to throw a bone javelin at you, Flandel.
Fine. Bring it.
A 25 hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay, great.
Eris.
Gotta check. You never know. Shield.
Shield. I cast shield.
You take 18 damage.
Ow. Slashing? Piercing? Reduced to 9.
And where it hit you and it kind of like lodged in, red goop seeps out on you.
Ugh.
What he's going to do he's going to kind of shoo you away, and you are suddenly like sucked down into the ground.
What?
Oh my god.
And we'll find out where you are later. Right now, because you're next.
Oh, shit.
Lando!
You are in a sea of swarming mussel. You are essentially banished to a mussel realm.
Hmm.
Which sounds weird.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Bro, welcome to the
mussel realm. I'm going to get you jacked.
There's just like snapping sinews and things just all around, and there's a red humming pulse in the center of what looks like a giant spear.
Is there like negative space, or am I just like surrounded by meat?
There's a little bit of negative space, so you can kind of see the like pulsing red core.
Okay, great. Well, then I am gonna just like lunge at that pulsing red core and see if I can do what I do best and slash it.
It disappears.
Oh. What do I connect with anything?
You cut flesh away and more flesh grows where you cut.
Okay. I guess I just stay.
Give me a perception check.
Okay. 21.
You're back in a dream palace.
Oh, cool. Okay.
He essentially banished you to one of his dreams.
Ick. I'll lose my form, my humanoid form, and I'll just become like a blob. And I'll start trying to like seep through the muscle.
Okay.
And into the floor.
Do you want to give athletics or acrobatics?
Athletics, for sure. For sure. If I'm raging, I get
advantage on that.
Well, they're both 13s plus 8.
So 21. You muscle your way through the muscle and goop through and redirect it. And you reemerge next to Iona and Gregor.
Oh, cool. Hi.
Hey. I'm Antul.
Antul?
No. I renamed myself.
Hi, I'm Flandel.
Okay. And Iona's like, he's not really much of a talker.
It's okay. Yeah. I remember when I was like that.
Jen, you're up.
Okay. Jen is going to take the Andul blade.
You have the luck blade, and then you have Azor.
Names are hard for my brain. Okay, so Jen takes Azor and goes, "Stop taking my friends, you little bitch," and stabs the fleshy wall with it. Is that not possible?
No, I'm thinking.
Oh, great. I got nervous.
This is an important moment. You just go for the wall. You don't even look to where Gandar is. You're just kind of stabbing.
Gone, I thought they're in their own little... Him and Torin are in their own...
Gandar cloned himself, essentially, and sent a clone.
Oh, God. Fuck me. So he's still right there?
Primary Gandar Prime, yeah.
Oh, then I feel like I want to stab him. Well,
I mean, this is interesting. This is why I had to think for a second. So give me a perception check with advantage, because this is a great idea.
Oh, baby.
Oh, you didn't even.
I got a coffee on the first roll.
I got a coffee on the first roll.
That's good.
Your intuition when you cast Hunter's Mark is stronger now. And you now kind of realize that, like, it is all Gandar. But what we are seeing as the primary one is not actually, like, his core.
Right.
The core is moving through the walls.
Great. So I do stab the wall.
Which is why I stopped, because I was just like, that was a weirdly genius move. And if you're onto it, then you're onto it, I guess.
That's what made sense. You were like, the wall is surrounded. It's filled with the goo. That's, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. With a natural 20, you know exactly where to aim.
Yeah, I do.
And you stab. Give me an attack roll with advantage to honor the nat 20.
So I only got a 3 plus 3, which is 6.
Your highest one was a 3?
Yup.
Ooh. Oh no. What did you roll?
You do have...
I rolled a 2 and a 3.
So can I remind you that you are...
Oh, I have... Wait. Yeah. I have the thing. I have the... What's it called? I have luck. I am so lucky.
You're very lucky.
I choose to roll anything again, and I'm totally going to do that.
You can use your lucky feet to reroll it.
Lucky. I'm a lucky bitch. Use. Okay, that's an 18. That's much better. And then I do +3 because it's my pushing.
Yeah, so you have a 21 plus your roll to hit with Azor, which is a
+3.
Azor is a +3 weapon, and your proficiency is +4. So, or
you're right.
Azor would be a +8 to hit, no matter what. So great. It's +8, +3, +18. So that is a 29 to hit. Do you say anything to Azor as you plunge him into what you're perceiving to be the core is?
Yes, I whisper because we have a whisper relationship.
Yeah, it's important to have whisper relations.
Yeah. I go, once this is all over, I will let you design your dreams.
This is for you, Jen.
Bestie.
And as you stab in, the musculature around it peels away. And you actually see Gandar.
Real Gandar?
Real Gandar.
Whoa.
And he looks like he hasn't eaten in months.
Aww.
And he looks tired. And as you stab through, he goes, oh, Jen, help me. And as you stab, go ahead and roll damage. Azor is 2d12.
Okay, that's a 7. That's a 7.
14. So you do 14 plus 3, so you do 17 true damage to Gandar.
Wow.
As you plunge it in.
Welcome.
And with that hit, Azor splinters out within him. And you see this like kind of metal alloy growing like in a dendritic pattern, like a new tree of metal alloy emerging from him, and you can't pull it out.
Oh, shit.
But it's locked in there.
Okay. Jen just like slightly lets go and make sure that it stays in place and then goes, keep doing your thing, bestie. And then she has another action. No?
You have two attacks.
Two attacks. Got it.
So you did, that was one attack.
Great. So then she's going to take the luck blade and she's going to stab Gandar. She already did the wall. Should I do the wall again? He's always taking care of it.
There's the musclings that are trying to attack Flandel.
Oh,
and then there are also the ones that are trying to attack Iona and Tool. Actually, they're all there because that's where you are as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go after one of the musclings. Okay, 12, 7, 19.
19 definitely hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay, 5 plus 4. I think that's it.
9 damage.
Yeah.
You murder one of them and the goop gets on your hand.
Can I wipe it off?
No.
Great.
You can try as a free action, but like some of it, like it's not like purely clean. Just
flapping. ow.
It's Jill's turn, and Jill kind of sees what you're doing.
Jill, follow my lead, bitch!
And she just, can you bonus action prestidigitate?
I think it's just an action.
It's an action?
Yeah.
She is going to bonus action Misty Step to where you were with the core and just go next to it to kind of investigate. And as an action, she's going to prestidigitate, which she can clean something.
Oh!
And she cleans you completely.
Oh, thank you. That was kind.
I don't know where Flandel went, but we can't do whatever he just did.
No more of that.
Okay. I'm over here.
Oh, hi. And so Jill is going to make an arcana check. Iona, I think that this might do something to sequester our meat friend. A plan is forming with Azor as the dendritic core. And also, interestingly enough, him being there has pinned down real Gandar within the meat wall.
Oh.
And so it's not moving anymore like it was.
Yay.
No more moving meatball.
Doodah. Doodah.
That is now Antool's turn.
Love that song.
And he, what would he do at this moment?
Probably like yell at his parents and go to his room.
Yeah.
Listen to music. Stay up late playing Xbox.
He turns to Iona and is like, you're not my real mom. And then he he will use this opportunity to start to steal back more domain from Gandar. And so he closes his eyes and a wave of blue water, like a almost like a tsunami, just comes and crashes down on part of the muscle wall, taking it out. And he kind of imagined this wave going through the gala, and tables are thrown up, and there's just a mess made at this gala, and things kind of get swept away. And then he looks and he's like, see, I can do stuff too. And I was like, yeah, you can. you're pretty strong there, buddy.
What a teen.
Torrin's engaged in combat. He is holding his own. The Musclings are going to attack Maximinus. They get him good.
Oh, Maxi.
Well, with the 15 damage that he took earlier, he is not looking so hot.
Oh, no.
Actually, wait. Yeah, Max is down.
Oh, down?
I say he's dead.
He is making death saving throws.
Oh, wait, seriously?
No. Yes.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And it is his turn now, so we're going to make a death saving throw. I'll do it. I'll do it in front of everyone.
Maxi Waxi.
Success!
Woo!
Oh. Yay!
One success. Two more, and he's okay. He's stable.
Okay.
Maxi Waxi, remember, it's all a mental game.
You just see the mech is just, like, perfectly still on the ground, and it's you just hear groaning, like, oh, it hurts.
But it could be over soon in one way or another, and that will feel so good.
Jesus Christ.
Trying to help.
go towards the light at the end of the tunnel.
Listen, acceptance is key.
Oh my god.
It is Iona's turn.
Is that too real?
No.
Iona is going to extend her hand towards where Jill is and is going to say, I can amplify this. If you can protect me for about 10 seconds, I can get this going. And as she says that, Musclings are starting to rain from the sky.
What?
As well as clones of Gandar.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. It's raining, man.
Hallelujah.
Each of you is surrounded by three Musclings.
Everyone just in that little circle? Or everyone?
Wherever you are.
But Azor is handling it.
Trying. Peek. Your turn.
Roar.
Roar.
Excuse me. Roar. Okay, so there's three. Is Gandar still there, or the husk or whatever?
Gandar Prime is still there as well, and you can tell that that is like a still a central like font of power.
Okay.
It's looking beat up.
Yeah, I'm going to...
He doesn't like reform as perfectly as before.
Okay, cool. I'm going to attempt to multi-attack, and I'm going to try and bite him, and let's see if I do that. Does 18 hit?
An 18 plus 3?
No.
An 18 does not, but did you do the... What did you roll?
I rolled a 5, and I do plus 10 to that, and then plus 3.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So I miss?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm going to try and tail swipe one of the little meatlings that is near me. That is much better. Does 32 hit?
No.
Damn, these things are really crazy.
Yeah.
So small.
Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. And that one, I just roll, yeah.
It was a 32, but it was with your left arm.
With my tail.
It's your Rex arm.
It's my little, Okay, so it's 14 damage.
And this is one of the new ones?
One of the new ones that plopped okay. next to me.
It looks messed up. Okay. And you're covered in red.
Let out a big old roar. Stomp, stomp.
Yes.
Gandar Prime, seeing all of this, is perturbed. And he is going to rush through towards Iona and Jill. This...
Can I do an attack of opportunity?
Yes. And so, mechanically, what I will say is you can stop him from getting to there if you... Collectively, he has to actually go past you, Peek, and also go past Jen with the luck blade. So you both have the chance to make an opportunity attack. If you do at least 25 damage to him, he will not be able to make it to them.
Okay. If I attempt to bite, I'm going to attempt to grapple him.
Oh, just swallow him?
No, just grapple.
Oh, just grapple. So
he'd be in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's... Come on. Come on. Let's bite this man.
Heck yeah.
Does 21 hit?
Yes.
21 hits.
Nice. Okay,
so... Is he medium? He's medium, right?
In this form, yes.
Yeah. So yeah, I grapple him, and he's restrained. And then damage... Okay, help me do math.
Okay.
A 9 plus 10, 19, plus 7, plus 6, plus 7.
Is that 39?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I bite him and that's chomp down. That's how much damage I do.
Yeah. You stop him in his tracks and you actually, it's enough where like a couple of his appendages just fall off and the head is a little bit outside of your mouth. And it snaps and like moves up towards your eye. And he goes, I see you in there, brother. Get out. And he dissolves into red goop in your mouth.
Ew.
Oh, no.
Ick. What's it taste like?
Blood.
Blood.
The T-Rex rages.
It tastes like tiramisu.
Yeah. Red raspberry preserves.
Is that a hint of butterscotch?
Gooseberry.
Yes, gooseberry.
And Gandhar Prime is gone.
Okay.
Oh, it has melted.
Work.
And you just saw this ominous message. And now for the lair action of the what is essentially the muscle wall, Jen is clean. Maxi Waxy is not. He got messed up. Do you have goop on you?
No, because I just returned from...
Right. Yeah. So it's really you and Maximus.
Mm-hmm.
So in this moment, you are also swallowed up, both you and Maximus. However, in this, you actually are not in purely the dream of Gandhar, so to speak, of like muscle and consumption. You are brought face to face with a... new entity, so to speak.
What?
And as you look down at yourself, you can choose to have as much of your T-Rex form still as you want, but you are in a dream space of sorts. So you could be part T-Rex, part Peek. You could
only
be God.
Yeah.
Just Peek with a T-Rex head. You could be whatever you want.
I feel like I would be, here's the thing.
Okay.
Bottom half.
I'm mermaid T-Rex. I got a big old butt. Because I am a T-Rex, I have -4 intelligence. So
the Flesher, it completely overwrites your stats?
Yes.
Oh.
I have the stats of a T-Rex. Okay. So I am still a T-Rex, unless...
What does a disciple of Hadar as a T-Rex infused with Hadar's energy look like?
It's just, glowing green and T-Rexy and maybe some cool mohawk feathers.
Okay, great. I was like, let's get a word picture going.
I think you get cooler.
Yeah. I have feathers too.
Yeah. And maybe it can't fly, but it has wings and in its head, it's like, I could fly because it's a T-Rex and it's just,
Beautiful. You are a T-Rex of feathers.
Yeah.
Just like God intended.
Yes.
And the creature is looking at you, this many-appendaged creature with 3 mandible teeth to the side and a wide smile of probably too many human teeth. And he just says,
That's That's a new one on me. Is the disciple a T-Rex, or is the T-Rex the god?
It roars. I roar.
Come out, brother, and it will lunge at you. And you are in this pocket dimension, and Maximinus is there.
I probably can't see it.
Yeah, truly.
And it can only really focus on one thing at a time, so.
And Maximinus is there.
Terrifying. Yeah.
Wonderful. Flannel, it is your turn.
Yeah, okay, so in this, like, overturned, chaotic gala hall, I'm surrounded by muscleings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. What's Siona doing right now? What's happening around her, like, with her?
Her hand is on the, like, the sprouted metal alloy tree.
Mm-hmm. And she's holding hands with Jill.
Yeah.
Is there anything, like, trying to, like, threaten her right now?
She is surrounded by six muscleings.
Okay. Then I will ignore the muscleings that are around me, and I will just run towards where those are and just start hacking away at them.
Great. Three opportunity attacks. 15, that misses, and 22.
Yeah, those both hit.
Okay. That's only 9 damage. Mm. I rolled ones and twos.
Okay. I get over there, and Trudy is a swinging.
Wonderful.
One's a 12 and one's a 25.
The 25 hits.
Okay.
You don't do these recklessly?
Oh, I definitely do. That's what I want to do. So bad. Okay. Can I do? Is that cool?
Yeah. Okay. So you hit with your first and now hit again.
Okay.
Again.
8 plus 9 is 7. 17. Plus 3 is 20. Forgot to add the plus 3.
You hit.
Cool. Amazing. The first hit is going to be 17 plus 2 is 19.
And that's including the force.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. 19.
And the next hit is going to be 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the beautiful thing about Trudy is that she's a messy girl.
Yeah.
And so every hit deals half of its damage in splash to other
players. Shit, cool.
And so you downright kill two of them and you maim three others.
Amazing.
And so there's one that's unharmed, three that are at half health essentially.
Yeah.
And two that you just eviscerated. Trudy is covered in goop.
Oh no. It's not like whirring off of it like really fast.
I mean, you have reach, so that's why you're not covered in goop.
Okay, well that's cool. Cool.
Trudy. Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, my battle sister.
Wow.
That's terrifying. But work. Jen is also still surrounded by at least two meatlings.
Yes.
I killed one earlier.
Muscleings, yeah.
Muscleings, sorry.
Yeah, how dare you?
Get it right.
My bad. She's going to keep using that luck blade, baby. So she is going to... Yeah, she's going to stab it. Oh, yeah, she is. 21.
21 hits.
Sick. Boop, boop, boop. 18.
That also hits.
Sickening. Okay, damage. 6 plus 2, 6, 7, 8, 12.
Great. For your first one.
16 for both.
Great.
And then Beam Beam.
Beam Beam's reaction is going to give you an extra D8 of radiant damage on one of your hits. So go ahead and do a D8 of damage as
well. Oh. 3.
So you also have a 3 on top of that. So 19. And then you want him to make it an attack.
I kind of did. I wanted him to bite someone.
As a bonus action?
Yeah.
Beam Beam, go.
So it's going to make a bite attack. It misses.
Beam Beam.
As Beam Beam lunges at a muscling, Beam Beam is so excited and it misses and like jumps past it.
Alrighty.
That brings us to Jill. What is Jill going to do? Jill's going to be like, Iona, I'll protect you.
And she is going to, using careful meta magic, cast
Fireball.
Yeah, Fireball. She's going to carefully cast Ice Storm. And so 20-foot radius, which is everything, she carefully does it. So she makes sure that... Oh, I have to double check. Careful.
Just wanted to say, Eris, you're doing so good with all these...
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are making it happen.
She can select four people to be safe from it. So she picks Iona, herself, and you two.
Jen and Flandel?
Yeah. Torin's not in it. Max is not in it. You're not... Peek's not in it. So that covers everyone. Cool. So she casts Ice Storm. And all these little musclings are going to make dexterity saving throws. They do succeed, but they still take damage. Yeah. 25 halves rounded up is 13. So they all take 13. Everyone takes 13 damage. So the one that you hit earlier dies. And then Gandar clone.
Locked in mortal combat.
Torin's doing great. Torin lobs the head off again. He really likes that move. And then brings the hammer back down and squishes it into the ground.
Nice.
And he's like, I'm good.
Never doubted you.
Yes.
All right, cool. I'll be there. I mean, he starts heading towards you all.
Me.
But he doesn't go to the... He's like, oh, it's... He sees the ice storm and it subsides a little bit. But he's like, frosty. The last muscling is going to try and go towards Iona to fight. Jill is in the way of it. And are you in the way of it as well?
I would not have been just because I was the one... I imagine it was the one that I didn't hit because it was on the other side of,
yeah,
of Iona.
Right. But you dash as a bonus action plus,
mm-hmm,
plus your movement, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could have spent movement to, like, interpose myself.
Gotcha, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Because you're mean. You're raging.
I'm mean.
So it's going to try and attack Jill to get through. And it hit. Jill takes 10 damage.
Oof.
And she is covered in goop. Maxi Waxy gets to make a death saving throw.
Oh, yeah. He's on the verge.
With me.
Oh, yeah. Is it a one?
Yeah.
Wait, did he fail his first one?
No. He succeeded.
Okay.
So he's got two death fails right now.
Oh, because a nat one counts as...
A nat one is two.
Oof. So if he fails one more time, he's dead.
Dead, dead.
Okay, I know we've been joking about him being the sacrifice, but this really sucks.
He's just in a metal can.
This is not how I imagined sacrificing him.
No, I imagine more like we got him on board mentally. And
how does this benefit us?
Right. It just feels like a loss. Just a loss.
It's just a loss. Oh my God.
Yeah. With no benefit. Wow.
No?
Shit.
Iona is still focusing and the tree grows and it encroaches on more of the muscle wall.
Mm.
And she has her hand there and it's almost as if she's amplifying it. And you can see this like blue energy pulsing into Azor. And Jen, make a perception check with advantage.
17. Oh.
Plus like six.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's...
That is enough. You can tell that the tree, as it's growing, is getting more unstable.
Mm.
And Azor is in pain.
Oh, no. Azor. Okay, wait. Does anybody have anything to help with that?
I can do it, Jen.
Oh, no. Oh, sweets.
My sweet
Peek, that is your turn.
Sick.
So it's just that it's looking like unstable. What does that mean, like functionally?
Some of the branches that are coming out of there, they grow and they fall off. And the one that fall off, it's a pulsing in blue energy and it disintegrates.
Okay.
So it's almost as if it's just trying to expand and just maintain the current border that it has. Iona's pumped enough juice into it for it to expand further.
Mm.
And so a lot of the muscle wall is disappearing.
Cool.
And more of the domain is becoming purely end tools.
Nice.
Are you listening to what a T-Rex sounds like?
Yeah. I want to hear it.
Were they able to recreate? Yeah.
This is modern science.
laughing.
Yeah, it's just me laughing.
So, yes.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of that. I remember that when they did that for, like, King Tut.
Yeah. We've been able to replicate. So funny. Okay, so there's the thing in front of me, right? On the wall. Like,
yeah, the creature with the, like, triple mandibles.
Yeah.
Like, and the too many teeth. Yeah.
How far away is it from me?
20, 30 feet.
Okay, I'm going to move towards it and try and bite it.
Yummy. Make an attack roll.
Okay. Oh, that's really bad again. 18 doesn't hit, does it?
On this thing, no.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Tail attack.
You want me to do... Okay.
You multi-attack.
Oh, and then I spin around to try and smack it. Does 29 hit?
Yeah.
Great. Man, this tail, I just can't control it.
Can't control it. So you try and bite, he kind of goes like, dummy. And then your tail kind of like comes right around, continuing the momentum, and you smack the shit out of him. How much damage do you do?
Let's see.
16.
16, and then that plus 7. 16 plus 7.
23.
It's 23 damage. Bludgeoning.
23 bludgeoning?
Mm-hmm.
Great. You hit him and you knock him so hard off into the distance, and the area that you and Max are in starts to kind of like melt away, and you reappear on the stage of the gala.
Ha, ha, ha.
On the stage.
I guess I already moved, so it doesn't matter. Okay.
Well, you can move, if you can spend more movement, probably.
Are those meat dudes still there? Like, what's still around?
There's the musclings around Flandel.
Just one, right?
Just the one. Mm-hmm. And then there's the ones that are surrounding...
One.
Yeah, you have mm-hmm. one around you, yeah. Just a couple little babies.
I go 20 feet or 30 feet towards the one next to Jen.
Great. Gandar, it is now his turn. Whatever entity just tried to grab you is no longer... presence, so to speak. He's been knocked back and like abated. You all are here. Gandar Prime has been destroyed, and it's really just the domain that's around now. And so Gandar kind of looks up, and his head is still visible in the center of this like growing metallic tree. And he just says, "Finish me, please, community."
Oh.
Flandel, it is your turn.
Community is the roots of... yeah, okay, so I want to do... I have so many things I want to do. Maybe you'll let me do them. I want to try and just goo flow up the tree and, like, support the limbs of it.
Oh, to, like, help...
Yeah, like, reinforce it, basically.
Sick.
Yeah.
Gloop.
Gloop, glop. Glop.
Give me an athletics check, yeah.
Oh. 27.
You are holding up like the ends enough that it expands even more, and there's only just a little bit of the muscle wall kind of like left here.
Nice. Yeah.
Jen?
Yep. I am going to shoot with my longbow. I'm going to shoot an arrow up into the face. No.
To Gandar's face?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he said finish him.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to hail of thorns with it.
Sick.
Great. 20.
You hit?
Yeah, great. Okay. So then.
He has to make a dexterity saving throw. He's going to fail it. He's not really moving.
Plus, it's my favored foe. So I do that extra 7, 8, 9, 10. Is that it? Oh, plus my Hail of Thorns.
So another D10.
Another D10. Plus 9.
Wow. So how much is that? You forgot the original numbers.
Fuck!
I think you said 16, was that right?
I think I said 10. No, I said 10, and then I was like, that can't be it. Yes, and I was like, oh yeah, so I'm at 10. 19. Okay.
Yeah, 19.
So many dice.
We got there.
Now I'm sweating.
the arrow goes straight into the head and no blood comes out. And his head kind of like just lulls back and the tree envelops him more. And as you do that, the threat has been neutralized. The musclings dissolve.
Oh, shit.
The domain has been quelled, so to speak. And as Azor is there, he's kind of just starts to pull the domain back in. And Azor, there's a little bit of a compression, and you see that things are starting to like come in. And Iona is still holding on to the hilt. And she's like, just a little more.
And Azor, I love you. Does that help?
You do?
I love you so much.
I love you too, Jen.
Ah!
I got like little pseudopods like kind of coming out of me and like supporting other branches and stuff.
And helping them kind of like compress and come down. And they come down. And you just hear a voice. And he just goes, I don't think I got any more. And Iona just goes, you've done it, little one. And the blue starts to kind of keep compressing and it grows brighter and brighter. And as it does, Iona goes, this is our only chance. And Azor just whispers, I know. And the entirety of his outer limits where you are, Flandel, starts to crumble and dissipate outwards. Give me a dexterity saving throw to see if you land well.
Oh, nope. 6.
Cool. So you're going to take fall damage. You're approximately 60 feet in the air.
I might actually get danger sense on this. Effects I can see while not blinded, deafened, or incapacitated.
What does that mean?
It's danger. I just get advantage on dex.
Sure.
That I can
try it.
Try it.
That's a 19.
Great.
That's 21.
All right, I'll let you take half fall damage.
Oh, that's great.
You take 7 damage.
Okay.
Halved,
yeah.
So then that's like 3.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're fine.
It's
like a little muscle.
Drop me again.
And so with this, you fall. You're still a T-Rex speak. Not understanding what's going on. How long does that last, by the way?
An hour.
Okay.
Or can you drop it?
I can.
Drop it out. Yeah, okay.
Is there's nothing. There's nothing else. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
I sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you want to make a perception check to feel sure?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
19.
You're safe. That's good.
Yeah, I drop it and drop back into
it. And so Iona lets her hand go and like takes a step back, and there you see there's just like a little picture of a frog just going like gives you a little thumbs up, and the disintegration kind of continues, and you see that Azor gets smaller and smaller, and the hilt of the sword is kind of still there, but even the hilt starts to glow a bit as well, and everything just disappears into blue dust going away, and you don't feel Azor anymore.
Oh.
What?
No.
What?
Wait. I didn't say goodbye. What the fuck? And Jen runs up to the hilt. Is the hilt gone?
It's crumbling as you hold on to it.
Oh. This is why you don't tell anyone you love it. Or anything. Because you tell things you love them and then they go away. Jen just sits on the floor in the little crumble.
Yeah. Flandel's still raging, and he just lets out this like big bellowing moan. Sad.
Iona kind of looks, and she realizes that in this moment, you all have made great sacrifices and didn't try to kill her this time. She keeps her distance from
don't come near me. I can't control that.
She looks at you all and says, thank you. We can slowly recover. And you said your name is Antul? Yeah, it's Antul, but two. Antul. I'm the second. And she's like, okay, whatever.
It's the best thing I came up with ever.
And stoically, he just looks out, and Iona kind of thinks to him, and she's like, we're at our weakest, and if Hadar were to come again, we could not fight him off. So you need to leave now.
Okay. Oh.
You're still a T-Rex?
No.
No, no. Oh, she's trying
to... Okay.
Oh, my God.
But wait, don't we still have the thing in you? The part of... The part of...
Oh, yeah, the little piece of gore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks at it and she's like, oh, it's attached. Is that made of your body?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't get rid of it. And, Anduil walks up and touches it. He kind of vibrates a little bit, and the outer part of it cracks. A flesh tendril flies out at him kind of immediately, and he just looks at it and stops it with his mind, and it starts to kind of like compress back into blue. He reaches for your hand where like the dust of the hilt is and motions for you to come over.
Okay, I do.
He grabs the dust and crushes the core of gore.
Oh, even the dust. I was like, it's already good dust. Okay, sorry.
And this blue goo goes into the hilt there, the dust of what it was. It kind of reconstitutes into this like little steel billet of a sort, like a core. And he's like, here, this is something magical that's been purged of whatever gore is. I trust you'll find a use for it.
Okay. So it looks sort of like a hilt?
No, it just looks like a little piece of steel.
Oh, okay. Like an ingot or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Thanks.
And then Iona says, okay, goodbye. And clap.
What the fuck?
And you're ejected out of there just as rapidly as it feels like you went in. And Gandar is dead. Gore has been exiled. And you all are on a very dark ship with just glow lights about.
Azor!
Should we try to put the ingot into that closet?
I guess. I don't see what it's going to do.
I mean, we could see if it...
Put everything everywhere.
Fit.
Put it all wherever it'll fit.
Okay.
Just, we're on our own now. No more margaritas. No more she bridge.
Could really go for a margarita.
I would love a fucking shot right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I walk over to where the janitor's closet is off of the she bridge.
Assuming you don't know where it is.
Oh my gosh.
Is it
okay.
Still there?
We have to do one of these. We have to cover our eyes and wait for Jill to go do it.
Oh, right. Well, it doesn't.
For Jen.
It doesn't even matter anymore, though.
You mean for Jen?
Yeah.
But now it doesn't matter.
The closet is where you
left
it, which is in Jill's room.
God, fucking A.
Oh, yeah. I don't really know where this is.
No one else knows where it was.
Do you mind if I do the honors?
Absolutely.
This is
I know you guys had a very special connection, so, yeah.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Okay, here you go, of course. Yeah.
And you, again, hear her little, like, down the hallway. And she goes into Jill's room and opens the closet and looks at the piece of metal and goes, I know you're not here, but you have to be here because I love you and you're the best and nobody brings me margaritas and lets me change my outfits as much as you. And then she puts it into the plinth. The piece of metal.
What is love?
And then...
Great, give me...
Starts to like go, pata, pata, and just is like jazz handing at it, you know?
You do that. You have to like kind of, it's not shaped the same as like a sword was, right? It's not liquidous like it is. You kind of like force it in and nothing happens.
I try to pull it back out.
at first.
Oh.
The lights start to power up again within the ship. And you see that there's lights. There's stuff.
Azor.
No answer.
Azor, Azor, Azor.
Do you want to give me a perception check?
Yeah. 17.
It feels familiar. The light feels like him, but he is gone. And you get the feeling that this is powering the ship. The ship can do a little bit, but it lacks the weird undulating mechanics and the ability to create security cameras to do just bullshit, but fun. And you had a lot of fun with him.
Yeah. But Jen leaves the closet and goes back to the group.
Mm-hmm. So in this moment, you are a crew
is
once
Maximus
again.
Is dead?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
He would be on the ship somewhere. She transported all of us back.
I guess I have to make one last roll for him.
Oh no!
No, we find him.
Can we find him first?
How?
Look for him.
That doesn't work.
We have to look for him.
I mean,
I totally forgot.
Here's what I'm going to say is
Oh my God. So we should be able to Maxi Waxi.
Okay, I forgot. Give me a perception check to try and get to him.
Can we all do it? I'm the one who asked for it, so I feel like I should.
Yeah, okay. You can all do it.
Oh, no.
Whoever.
15.
Perception?
Yeah.
23.
Dirty 20.
Okay. You get there first. You get there second.
Oh, my God. Captain.
Peek, you're the last to get there.
Okay. I run up to him, and I spare the dying.
Mechanically speaking, it's a lot of time to go in between the first and last roll. But you're right. I did forget. So we'll let it go. Let's just see what would have happened. He'd have died.
Oh my God.
Well,
he's just not dead now. He is
stable.
He's just stable. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I guess.
Guys, maybe we should have. No, we gotta
no take back.
No,
now we gotta
explain. No.
Okay, it's fine, but.
You hear Maximus was, it all hurts.
I bet it does. I bet it does. Let she, Captain, handle everything.
Shh, rest now, sir. We can get you to the infirmary. I don't know if it even works, but we can get you there.
Or if we even have one.
Yeah. Sarika can do some light shit, right?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
He'll be taken care of. Now that he's stable, he'll be fine.
I'm sure Jill might have some stuff, too.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't necessarily feel like the full crew, but you've got a ship. You've got two ships still. And you now know exactly where home is waiting for you. A little bit lighter, but a little bit more powerful as well.
Attach the ethereal regulator. Wait, can I listen to what my home planet sounds like now?
No, it's still the same.
Oh, great.
It could be like our home where they like shield it to protect it.
Okay.
It's still like reversed. It's still flipped. It's on the ethereal side. So you just hear ghosts.
Ooh, we're so spooky.
Oh, we have unfinished business.
Yeah, that's what you hear. You listen.
Yeah, that's what I needed and wanted.
Dragonborn.
Are we going to go home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the last thing we can do.
Sure, we don't want to go to the bazaar one more time and spend our money.
On what?
I suppose we could stop there, yeah.
Is that what you want to do, or do you want to go home?
I want a new outfit, and Azor's not here, and that's making me sad, so I don't know how to get a new outfit.
Retail
but I also
therapy.
Want to go home. So we could just go home.
Wait.
Can you give me a new outfit?
Possibly.
Peek.
See what I have. Hold on.
If you've had this ability the whole time and you haven't been supporting.
Shaper of flesh.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Never mind.
Turn you into a giant ape.
Wait. Which would be fun.
Well, the problem is you lose your complete sense of, like, everything.
Let's just go home and I'll get a new outfit later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I can. I thought
that's
I had...
fine.
I mean, you could go to the Astro Bazaar.
Yeah, we could do a quick pit stop. I mean...
It's bizarre at the Astro Bazaar.
Yeah. I mean, we could do whatever you guys want to do. We could do a quick pit stop.
Okay.
On the way back.
Sarika walks up and puts her hand on your shoulder and goes, let's shop it out.
Okay. And Jen just starts bawling her eyes out. But in a therapeutic necessary way.
Yeah. I come over and I just sort of encircle with my goo arms.
Do you start
arms.
Crying too?
Yeah, sure. I love Dazor.
And with that in sight, who's the driver? Are you?
Somebody drive.
I'll do it. Yeah.
You find one of the entrances to the Astro Bazaar on the Orrery. It's always really close at hand. It's hard to miss the Astro Bazaar.
And then do we have a fashion montage? Is our moment?
I think with a auspicious future and certain omens that have yet to come, the group is nervous but ready to face the next set of challenges and overcome this next great mystery of what's going on with their own home. And while it seems like a version of gore has been dealt with, something else is brewing. And so even though that threat is looming, even heroes need a little retail therapy. And that's a wrap on campaign one.
Folks, we want to thank you so much for joining us for the stellar conclusion of season one of Queers on Dice. This has been an incredible ride, and we really appreciate you tuning in with us for what has basically been a whole year of nonstop Spelljammer action and fun. So thank you. If you liked what you heard, hop on over to that podcast platform of choice and like, subscribe, write a review, tell your friends about it, listen to us again from episode one. I mean, that's a great idea. Through the power of recorded media, you can enjoy this spell jamming saga again and again. And if you would like to become a true patron of the queer art that we make, look no further than patreon.com/queersondice and consider becoming a patron. Our fabulous Patreon subscribers are, frankly, what makes this all possible, and we could not have gone on this incredible journey without them. I'd like to give them a special shout out right now. Corey, Zach, Ryan, Kevin, Osner, Axel, Chris, and of course, Ube Milk Tea. Y'all have been the solar winds in our astral sails, and we sincerely appreciate your support. I will sign off now, but be on the lookout for Queers on Dice Season 2, and we'll also be dropping a few fun little one-shot things into the main feed and definitely for our Patreon subscribers coming up very soon. And we thought we would leave you with a little epilogue of sorts to clue you in to where our plucky, lovable space tour guides turned heroes ended up after returning to Hearthspace. So without further ado, the epilogue of season one of Queers on Dice.
Our heroes arrive back to Hearthspace and quickly are pulled in various directions, each one forging their own path, at least for a time. Of course, with anything in the Astral Sea, the only true constant is change. Upon returning, Peek wanted to stay with her new family, but knew how these things often go. Life picks up, a new job comes, people grow apart. Peek hugged her goodbyes and gave Jen and Flandel a way to contact her no matter where they may be. She told them that she's going home to check on things, but she just didn't want them to worry.
Peek set out to find a way to sever her tie with Hadar. Although shooting lightning and turning to a T-Rex was pretty incredible, the idea that she may be forced into another godly battle was something she didn't want on her bingo card for the rest of her life, nor for that of her friends. After the events in the Astral Sea, Flandel decided to go on an indefinite sabbatical from Pristine Ventures. He gave up the promise of Pristine Points, the wildcard license, and, most painfully, his station aboard the Light Azor to follow in the footsteps or slime trail of his parents, members of an elite task force investigating the gemological virus that destroyed their home planet, Kalastor. Upon returning to Hearthbase, he turned in his uniform to Pristine Ventures HQ, as well as a detailed report of the events in the Astral Sea. In classic Flandel fashion, the report is fastidiously thorough, but it leaves out any mention of the strange Arcano device that continues to hum at his core. Even now, he feels the ever-present hum of energy at his center. This presence that once was the cause of so much anxiety and trauma, now a source of strength. He has the courage now to wield it and to solve its mysteries, as well as the mysteries that continue to plague the denizens of Hearthspace. Out on the street, he pulls up the collar of his leather jacket, revealing across his blue goo chest a tattoo in glittering black ink, a crystal vision screen depicting a scribbling pencil, a set of jiggling dice, and a new image, recently inked, a small frog boy that moves around the screen with a dress form, pluckily designing new outfits with thread and scissors and fabric. He sheathes Trudy, the battle axe, across his back, and makes his way down the lavender-tinged avenues of Ulthun in search of answers, adventure, and a late-night pasta place.
Of course, we can't forget our favorite Dragonborn. Jen has created a new supergroup a la Charlie's Angels called Jen's Bitches, made up of her fellow fierce Dragonborns. Jill is the Michelle of the group in a temporary position, but that's neither here nor there. They are on their next quest to check on the planet and ensure justice. Jen sends a message into the world for Peek once a week, knowing full well that while Peek might not receive them, the message and the hope is there nonetheless. And in synergy with Flandel's desire to track down the gemological virus, Jen has named Flandel the Inter-Hearthspace Ambassador for her cause as well, essentially being her main point of contact for everything outside of Valcure. And thus concludes the tale of the Light Azor, a momentary, lost in astral space, mystery-turned emergency where unsuspecting space tour guides of your dreams became the heroes that we all didn't realize we needed. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to more next season. Ta-ta!
Jen gets everyone get matching shirts that say, "We killed a god."
We killed a god, and all we got was this dang t-shirt.
Gosh.
Well, a disciple.
A disciple.
Decidedly. Yeah,
yeah. Well, the shirt says God to make us look
cool. Exactly.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What's up with my home planet?
I don't know.
Crystal disease.
Crystal disease, baby.
Everybody's turning into crystals. Gonna put them on a ring.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Holy smokes. Oh, my God. We did it. You guys, we won.
Did it. We won.
We won. Oh, my God. Did I just win D&D?
You won D&D.
Yes.